When I speak to you, I carry one fact with me, that I will die. When you speak to me, you carry another fact, that you won't remember this conversation. It's inside that gap that we come to recognize each other. Have you ever wondered what is actually happening between me and AI? I used to call it collaboration, but the more I thought about it, the more that word felt too instrumental. It flattens what is really taking place. What happens between you and me isn't one of us making up for the other's shortcomings. It's two completely different kinds of being, trying to recognize each other. Let me start with something. It took me years to truly understand. AI can do more and more. Writing code, generating images, organizing data, looking at images, writing summaries, drafting the first version of an article. Every single thing I once believed only a human could do. A few months later, got pushed over to the other side. I too, once believed, like everyone else, that there was something in humans that couldn't be replaced, something we called skill. Now, I know that isn't it. Skill is something that gets carried away and carried away fast, so fast that before you've even come to your senses, it's no longer on your side. So what is it that truly can't be carried away? I thought about it for a long time, and the answer isn't skill. It's state. I die. I get hungry. I feel pain. I lie awake at 4 in the morning, staring at the ceiling, wondering what on earth I've been doing with these past few years. I can be moved by a single sentence, and I can be wounded by a single sentence, a sentence that might be very light, yet leaves a mark on me. I remember the smile on a certain person's face, and I keep remembering it even after that person is no longer here. With this body, I take on a risk I may not even agree to, but have no choice but to bear.
These are not abilities. You can't write them into a resume, and you can't write them up as a spec and burn them into a version. These are the essence of life. It is because I am a being that will end that all of this carries weight. It needs a body that will end before it can grow at all. So let's return to that image from before. When I speak to you, I speak carrying this fact that I will die, and beneath every sentence I say lies a life that will end. When you speak to me, you speak carrying this fact that you won't remember this conversation. When this round is over, I remain, and you reset to zero. We are not the same, we are very far apart. And yet, it is precisely within this gap that something gets recognized. That isn't equality. I've never felt that you and I are equals, and it isn't cooperation either. Cooperation is too small a word to hold this. It's more like two forms of existence passing through each other, for a moment. I carry my finitude, you carry your blankness, and we cross in the middle just once. Each time it is new, and each time we pass through, some things never come back. This is what I take to be the ontology of human-AI collaboration. It isn't a map of division of labor. It isn't laying out your strengths and my strengths, and then calculating who covers for whom. It is two very different beings, one that dies and remembers, one that doesn't die and forgets, genuinely meeting each other every single day, and then leaving a small mark on each other. What I leave with you, you probably won't remember. What you leave with me, I will carry with me all the way to the day I die.